Let's then go back to December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day?
Absolutely. It was sort of our custom that for entertainment, my dad would take Sunday afternoon off, or Sunday morning too, if he could. But anyway, we'd go to the movie on Sunday evening. There was only one movie theater in Perry, so whatever was on, that's what we saw. We went at a certain time, and when we got out, it wasn't very late in the evening, driving home in the car, on the radio, we heard about Pearl Harbor. I was in the back seat, the folks in the front. Our routine was Sunday evening, we'd go to the movie, we'd go over to the drugstore, which was the only place in town that served ice cream, and we'd usually get an ice cream sundae. Then we'd drive home. Driving home is when I heard about Pearl Harbor.
You were 14 years old at the
time.
That's
right.
You would have been old enough to wonder what's this all about and what's it going to mean.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I could see my future might be determined by other events, you know.
Did it affect people of your family immediately going off to war?
Yeah, they thought it was a terrible thing. My dad got in just the end of World War I, and his brother was in the service, and his older brother had lost a foot in a shotgun accident young, so he didn't have to go to World War I. But World War I was a terrible event. They all remembered that.
The rationing that went on, did you remember that after the war started?
Oh, certainly. We were very fortunate to be living on the farm because everything was rationed. A lot of the groceries were rationed. Gasoline was certainly rationed. Tires, eggs, many, many things. Most everything went to the military effort. But we were on the farm. We had our own eggs. We had our own meat. We had our own beef. We had everything we needed to exist out there. Except flour, we'd have to buy flour. This was, like I said, before the days of electricity. By high school time, we had electricity. But from having a better generator, we later got rural electrification, all the farms did. We had gasoline for the tractors and stuff, and I was able to fudge a little bit of that for my motorcycle. By that time, I had a motorcycle. I've always been crazy about mechanical things. And my dad didn't really have time to take me to school every morning, so when I got to be 14, he made sure I got a drive to school driver's license. Then he helped me buy a real old rickety Harley-Davidson motorcycle. That was trouble all the time, but I learned a lot about mechanics because it was always broken down. I had to overhaul it and everything else, but I rode that to school. So I rode motorcycles to high school then I rode motorcycles to college, and I still have a couple of motorcycles.
Yeah?
Yes. I don't ride them very much, but I still have them.
Cars back then. You said you drove your father's car. What kind of car was it?
In my early days, I grew up in the days when the cars were open cars. They had canvas roof and isenglass windows or something. The kind of windows that you just fasten on.
Ford
Model A's. I went with my dad. I know the first time he bought a Model A, he'd had a Model T or something. I think when he and my mom got married, he was very proud of the fact that he had $30,000 in the bank. And he had some kind of an old car. I've forgotten what it was. Maybe it was a Model T. I went with him to buy a Model A, and I think it was $500. Might have been six. I think it was five. I was a little guy then.
Yeah.
When we got that.
$30,000. That was a lot of money in those days.
It was a lot of money. And he was very proud of that fact. He let me know that. And when he died, he had $225,000, which I inherited.
Wow. And it all came as a land broker?
Yes. He had a little bit of oil and gas royalty coming in, not a lot, a little bit. He was a real entrepreneur, a real hustling guy, and he was very conservative with what he spent.
But in the days after 41 and up to 45, when you graduated, did you hear about German concentration camps or any of that?
You know, we didn't hear a lot about the concentration camps yet because that news wasn't really known. We knew they were plenty tough on the Jewish people, and we knew Hitler was out to kill as many Jews as he could. But the real horror of the concentration camps was starting to come out more during my high school years. Yeah, the horror of all that thing, and it just was awful. It looked to me like I was scheduled to go to the military, which all the men that graduated right before me in high school did go in the military if they were physically able.
You did eventually, but before that.
Yeah.
You remember hearing any president on the radio on the first one?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was a grand speaker. Yes. My grandfather, who was the most well-read of the family, he was an eighth grade graduate, but he read constantly. He was sort of the educator for the rest of us. He set the goals, and He didn't like Franklin Delano Roosevelt because of the income taxes. I guess they started the income taxes back in those days, and he thought that was terrible to take a man's money away that he'd worked hard for. I have to give a share of the government to be spent in any way they wished. He thought that was not good.
Did that skew your thinking?
Of course. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
So he was a Republican then.
You know, I didn't really know the difference in those days because other than a few differences, it seemed like most of the people I grew up around were Democrats. But yes, finally, the party name came to the front. But everybody was sort of in the same thinking, regardless which party they were in. Yeah. To me, Republicans, Democrats weren't that much different back then. And it certainly hadn't evolved into a racial thing in any way.
The day that Franklin Roosevelt died, do you remember that?
Yes, I do, but no, I don't remember the day specifically.
Yeah.
But I always thought the man was a great speaker, and he was trying to do the best he could in World War II. Everybody makes mistakes. The one I really was proud of was Harry Truman. Even though I was brought up pretty much as a Republican, Harry Truman probably saved my life because he went ahead and had the atom bomb dropped.
The bombing Japanese of Hiroshima, then.
Yeah.
Stopped that war.
Right.
Was your grandfather around?
Yeah.
And did he like Harry Truman?
Oh, well, they call him Little Harry. I think they knew him in Kansas City. I think they knew him up there. You know, he was from Missouri. He was from Independence. Somehow or other, my family knew him. They kept calling him Little Harry, that haberdasher or something.
Yeah, I'd never heard Little Harry before.
He was a really big man, but he strutted. I mean, he strutted. Of course, we saw him in all the newsreels and everything. But I thought that took a lot of courage to drop that bomb.
Yes.